Hello, I'm Daniel Finnan, and welcome to this edition of Culture in France, this week at the 2009 Rock on Seine Festival. In the background, you can hear the sound of Madness on the stage on Friday.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you come in off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, buster, you better stop to move your feet to the rockiness, rock steady beat of Madness! One step beyond!
This year is the seventh edition of the festival, and it returns to a small park in Saint-Cloud, just outside of Paris. The lineup features a variety of shiny international stars and homegrown French talent, including The Prodigy, Bloc Party, Vampire Weekend, The Offspring, Macy Gray, The Klaxons, and much, much more. Joining the other well-established international artists, the festival showcases the best in French talent, such as Birdie Nam Nam, a crazy four-man team of DJs, Vitalik, who creates a mix of fresh French electro, and the Tatianas, a Paris-based trio who produce charismatic 60s-styled rock. Just Jack is a British artist well known for his hits Stars in Their Eyes. He was playing his second Rock on Seine festival.
Just really, really good. I mean, I think French people seem to get the music easily as much as people in England. If I don't know, maybe even more. I don't know, it's weird. Like, I think that I'm very much inspired by French dance music, and I think that's maybe why people kind of get what I do, you know, and I always feel quite at home when I'm here. So the album is coming out in England on Monday. It's been out here for a couple of months, which is quite bizarre. Obviously, it came out here before England for various reasons. So getting ready to do a European tour in October and a UK tour in November. But just generally just seeing what's going to happen, you know, with the record, because it's a very strange time in the music industry. You know, I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen and nothing is a given. So we're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. I think, you know, the single just did quite well in England. Got to like a number 11 in the charts or something. So I think, you know, I think the record's good. I'm looking forward to it coming out.
The atmosphere on the first day was exciting, with some fantastic performances and thousands of festival goers enjoying their last party of the summer.
I'm Anne. I'm from Paris. This is a really Parisian festival for a French one, and a really hip one, actually.
My name is Lars Kruger. I'm German, but I'm from Paris. I grew up in Paris. Rock en Seine is a really good festival, very nice site, good bands. Everybody comes back from holiday, so it's a little, how do you say, prolongation of the holidays, you know.
I'm Melanie Bauer, I'm from Paris. Well, it's the first day, so it's difficult for the moment. The weather is good. Some of the gigs were perfect. Loved James Hunter, who was doing this very American sound, and between the songs he's got this very English accent, which is very funny.
We caught up with James Hunter after his show. The Grammy-nominated artist said he was enjoying the French food.
Hello, this is James Hunter, and I play things, and I've just been on about an hour ago, something like that. Went quite well. Nice to meet you all. Well, it's pretty good, a really nice audience. So, the grub was nice. Yes, we're working on an album. We're about three quarters of the way through writing it.
So, lots more to come during the rest of the weekend, and as ever, the crowds had to put up with last-minute changes to the programme, as Mancunian rockers Oasis pulled out of the show after a bust-up between the Gallagher brothers. Shortly afterwards, Noel Gallagher announced he was quitting the famous Britpop band. Rock on Seine runs until Sunday. For Culture in France, I'm Daniel Finnan. Goodbye.